Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. Today is a great Monday to learn some more. Hi, everyone. My name's Peter, one of your teachers here on the show. Today's topic is activities, and the title of today's lesson is Scavenger Hunt. Scavenger Hunt. Katie, have you ever been on a scavenger hunt before?
Yes, I have. I went on a scavenger hunt once when I was younger. It was a lot of fun, and we found some cool things. Hi, everyone. My name is Katie. Thanks for joining us for this lesson today.
All right, everyone. Let's read today's Read It with Katie.
Happy birthday, Abby. It's time to celebrate. Abby plans a scavenger hunt after work. She writes a list of fun objects to find. Two teams race to find the things on the list. The winners get a prize. Alex and Rob are team captains. Both teams think they will win. But can they find a dinosaur?
This is going to be really fun today. Scavenger hunts are cool.
Yeah, a scavenger hunt is a game that you play with other people. And in this game, you have a list of things.
That's right. And you need to find those things on the list. Sometimes people look for things in their neighborhood, or in their city, or even at their home.
That's right. A scavenger hunt can happen anywhere.
I went on a scavenger hunt around town with my friends. It was a lot of fun, and I learned more about that place. All right, everyone, let's go look at our keywords with Christina.
Abby 想在她生日的这一天找大家来玩寻宝游戏。首先，她列出一些寻宝的目标物件。这些目标物件，东西就是 object。They'll have to find all the objects. 他们分成两组互相竞赛。动词竞赛比赛就是 race. They race to find objects. 最快找到所有宝物的就是赢家。赢家有奖品哦。奖品就是 prize. The winner gets a prize. Alex 和 Rob 分别担任两队的队长。队长就是 captain.Alex and Rob are team captains. 游戏中有一项挑战就是要找到恐龙并且拍一张照片。恐龙就是 dinosaur. Can they find a dinosaur?
Happy birthday, Abby.
Thanks, Susie.
How are you going to celebrate?
I want to do something special with everyone after work.
Let's have a scavenger hunt around town.
Good idea. You can make a list of fun things to find.
We can have two teams.
And we can race to find the things.
Yes, the winners get a prize.
In a scavenger hunt, every group needs to find the things that are on the list. These things can be anything.
When you are on a scavenger hunt, you usually have to find things around town. Maybe you need to find something like a sign with a dog on it or a person holding an instrument on the street. It can be anything.
That's right. And it is one of the reasons why this game is so fun. You really have to look all around town to find these things.
And it is a race to finish.The team that finds the things first wins. Let's go to Christina to learn some more.
寻宝游戏就是要比赛，看谁可以先找到所有的宝物。Susie 说 ,We can race to find the things. 动词 race 是今天的单字，它多半是讲比速度的竞赛，所以 race to do something.就是比赛看谁先做到某件事，而 race 后面的动作用不定词的形态，比如 they race to find the answers， 他们比赛看谁先找到答案，或者 they race to finish dinner， 他们比赛看谁先吃完晚餐。句型就是 race to do something.
Let's review what a race is. A race is a game or competition. The person or team that finishes first is the winner.
Friends, do you remember what a team is? When you play a game and you have a group that plays together to win, that is a team.
And your team wants to go really, really fast. You are always in a hurry to find the things that you want so that you can win.
And a scavenger hunt is not a game that you play often, but sometimes you do go on a scavenger hunt during birthday parties.
That's right. And today is Abby's birthday. Who will win the prize?
Oh, I forgot about that. There is a prize for the team that wins the scavenger hunt. Now, friends, what is a prize?
A prize is something that you get when you win a game or competition. It is always fun to get a prize. I wonder what the prize will be. Katie, what time are they going to start?
Well, we learn in the conversation that they are going to meet after work. Now, this is a great way to talk about time. You can use anything you do as the time, like work or school or basketball practice.
Yeah, instead of saying a time like 7 o'clock, you can say after dinner or after the football game or after school.
But today we are using the phrase after work. They will have a scavenger hunt today after work. Let's go to Conversation B right now and see what our friends are doing there.
What will be on the list?
Lots of things. Special things, simple things, photos.
We have to find photos?
No, but you might have to take photos of objects on the list.
So each team needs a camera.
Yes.
Hey, what did you just write on that list?
I can't tell you. That would be cheating.
Our friends are talking about what is on the list. These are the things that they need to find for their scavenger hunt.
There are lots of things to find. Some things are simple. Simple means that it is easy. So, simple things are easy to find. Simple things could be a dog in a park or a traffic light.
But other things are special. So, something special means that there are not many things like it. They are going to be hard for them to find. Special things are not normal.
Oh, maybe an elephant is on the list of things that they have to find. That would be cool.
That is a special thing to find. That would be cool. Do you know what else would be cool? Learning from Rebecca. Let's learn more from her right now.
We have a very exciting grammar point today. That would be noun. For example, that would be a challenge, or that would be a nice surprise. Great job! Now you're ready to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Friends, can you think of a way to use this phrase? When you use the word would, then that means that thing has not happened yet. But it can happen.
Let's practice this. What would it feel like if you ate ice cream when you were out in the snow?
Ate ice cream in the snow? That would be cold. Really cold.
Good job, Peter. And now you can tell me your example for some practice.
I can't think of one. Let me see your notes.
No, you need to think of your own example. I can't let you see mine. That would be cheating.
Oh, it's okay, because that would be today's calendar phrase.
That would be cheating.
That would be cheating.
那就会是作弊。
Tomorrow is the big test.
Can you tell me all the questions?
No, that would be cheating.
Can you tell me all the answers?
No, that would be cheating.
Can I copy from your paper?
No, that would be cheating. But I can help you study.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would be cheating.
That would be cheating.
那就会是作弊。
There is not going to be any cheating on this scavenger hunt. Cheating is bad, and that's when you don't follow a rule.
But how do you make sure that everyone finds the things on the list without cheating? Can't they just say, oh yeah, I found all those things on the list?Even the special objects.
Well, Peter, they already thought about this. People can take cameras, and then they take pictures of each item on the list.
A camera would work. A camera can take a picture of that thing, and then they can show it, and that means they really did find that object.
Exactly.Okay, everyone, right now, it's time for us to take a short break. But we'll be back again very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back. Today is Abby's birthday, and she wants to have a scavenger hunt.Our friends are going to look for things around town.
Yes, they are going to look for simple things and special things. The simple things can be easy for them to find, but the special things will be harder to find. Let's see what happens next in Conversation C.
I'm so excited about this scavenger hunt.
My team will be the fastest.
All right, Rob and Alex, you are the team captains. Are your teams ready?
Ready.
Here is the list. You have 1 hour to find everything.
Find something 100 years old?
Take a picture with a dinosaur?
Ready?
No.
Set? Huh? Go!
The teams are ready, and we learn about what our friends need to find on the scavenger hunt.
The fastest team that takes pictures of everything on the list is going to win, and they will get a prize.
We learned about the difference between fast and fastest before, but let's review. What does it mean to go fast, and what does it mean to go fastest?
Cars and trains go fast.But if you want to go really fast, take a plane. They are the fastest.
That's right. And today we will see who is the fastest team on the scavenger hunt. This is such a fun birthday party. I want to join them.
Well, Peter, they already started the scavenger hunt. You can't join them.
But I want to be a team captain. Then I could be the leader of the team.
Well, yes, the team captain makes sure that everyone works together. But I told you, no one needs a team captain. They have them already. Sorry, you need to teach here in the studio.
You're right. Maybe we can go next time. Just think about what we would find. What's on the list?
Well, one special thing on their list is to find something that is 100 years old.Friends, can you think of something that's that old? Let's go to Christina to find out some more.
寻宝比赛中有一项挑战是要找一件有百年历史的东西。Find something 100 years old. 这个句子的句型可能需要说明一下。其实它的意思是 find something that is 100 years old.所以子句 that is 100 years old 是用来修饰 something。 表示某一样一百年历史的东西。只是句中的 that is 可以省略掉，直接说 something 100 years old。 所以类似表达方式像是 We are looking for someone over 6 feet tall， 我们在找超过六尺高的人。
Thanks, Christina. So this pattern can help when you want to tell more about something. The pattern follows a number of something and then a word to describe it.
On the scavenger hunt list, they need to find something 100 years old. The number is 100 and the word to describe it is old.
If you want to talk about a movie, you can say how much time it is. You can say the movie is 2 hours long.
Or here's another example. Peter is tall. He's 6 feet tall.
And Katie is 5 feet tall. Well, I think she is short, but I still tell her that she is 5 feet tall.
Okay, yeah, I can hear you when you say that, Peter.
Sorry, Katie. Okay, well, let's talk about the word dinosaur.
Dinosaurs are millions of years old.They're really big, too. This dinosaur is fake, and the one on the scavenger hunt is fake, too.
That's right. But let's learn our key words together. Review them with us. Say them along with Katie now.
Here's the first key word. Object. Object. What is that big object on the road?
Race. Race.My friend and I like to race to school.
Prize. Prize. Only the best team won a prize.
Captain. Captain. Jack is a very helpful team captain.
Dinosaur. Dinosaur. No dinosaurs are living today.Okay, everyone, those were all the key words we learned. Now, let's look back at our conversations.
Happy birthday, Abby.
Thanks, Susie.
How are you going to celebrate?
I want to do something special with everyone after work. Let's have a scavenger hunt around town.
Good idea. You can make a list of fun things to find.
We can have 2 teams.
And we can race to find the things.
Yes, the winners get a prize.
What will be on the list?
Lots of things. Special things, simple things, photos.
We have to find photos?
No, but you might have to take photos of objects on the list.
So each team needs a camera.
Yes.
Hey, what did you just write on that list?
I can't tell you. That would be cheating.
I'm so excited about this scavenger hunt.
My team will be the fastest.
All right, Rob and Alex, you are the team captains. Are your teams ready?
Ready.
Here is the list. You have 1 hour to find everything.
Find something 100 years old?
Take a picture with a dinosaur?
Ready?
No!
Set? Go!
Ooh, I can look here, and I can look there.
Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm looking for things.
Well, what are you looking for?
I don't know yet.
You don't know what you're looking for?
No, I don't. I lost the list.
What list? Ginger, I don't understand.
Well, there's going to be a race. The team that finds objects on the list wins the game.
Oh, I know. That's called a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.So I have to find things really fast.
Right. So how will you do that?
Well, first I'll look up, then down, then all
good, but I think, first you need to find the list.
Oh yeah, right.
All right, today is Monday, so let's answer it. Here's question number one. What does each team need? What does each team need?
You can find the answer in conversation B. Each team needs a camera. Here's question two. Do scavenger hunts sound fun? Why or why not? Do scavenger hunts sound fun? Why or why not? Let's hear some answers from our friends.
Do scavenger hunts sound fun? Yes, they do. Scavenger hunts are a great way to learn more about where you live. You can learn more about your community while you try to find the things on your list. It's also a fun team activity. If you don't know the people very well that are on your team, a scavenger hunt is a great way to learn more about them and become friends.
Do scavenger hunts sound fun? Yes, I love scavenger hunts. They're a lot of fun to plan and a lot of fun to have. I love going around to different places and trying to find things and taking pictures with my friends. It's always a lot of fun. And then it's fun to look back at the pictures and to see the things that we found during the scavenger hunt. It's a great time.
Do scavenger hunts sound like fun? Oh yeah, they sound like a lot of fun. You can look on the list and then look for things and find them. All kinds of different things. You can take photos too. And you run all around town looking for stuff. Woohoo! I can't wait. Now, where's my list? Gotta be here somewhere.
Do scavenger hunts sound fun? Yes, scavenger hunts sound fun, and they are fun. It's really fun to find surprises that other people have hid for you to find. You never know what you're going to find, and you want to find it before other people do. So yes, scavenger hunts are very fun. Try one with your friends next time.
Thanks for joining us. Come back next time here on Let's Talk in English. Goodbye. Bye.